Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to give us a call at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080.
Hi everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law. In this video, we're talking about child support in the state of Wisconsin, including whether there were any updates to the law in 2023. If you're a parent, or if you're just curious about what child support is at all, then you've come to the right place. So child support is ordered by the court in Wisconsin, either in a divorce case or in a paternity case. It's determined based on each parent's financial information, their ability to provide for their child, and other relevant factors. Sometimes the parents can agree on an amount of child support that one parent will pay the other. Usually, one parent pays child support, but the court can order both parents to pay if they think it's in the best interest of the child. Now, it's important to know that both parents have a responsibility to provide health insurance for their child. The court might order one parent to pay for it, but both parents are responsible. When it comes to how much you will pay in child support, it depends on whether you have primary custody or joint custody of the child. If you have primary custody, then the child support is calculated based on a percentage of the paying parent's gross income. If you have joint custody, then the calculation is based on other factors, like the number of overnights the child spends with each parent. Sometimes the court might deviate from the percentage standard if it thinks it's unfair to one of the parents or the child. If that happens, the court will explain why it made that decision. Now, for how long you'll be paying child support, usually until the child reaches the age of 18. Sometimes it can be until the child is 19 if they're still in high school. And one final thing to note, if your ex-spouse refuses to pay child support, they could face consequences and even jail time. So it's best to make sure you're doing your part in supporting your child. Whether you're involved in a child support case or not, you won't need to consider any new laws for 2023 because there were no major changes. However, it's still important to keep up to date. Make sure to check out the information in the description below or go to our website for more information on this topic. That's the rundown on child support in Wisconsin. If I didn't cover your question in this video, I urge you to check out the link in the description for more information. Like and subscribe if you find the content helpful and would like to see more. Leave any questions you have in the comment section, and I'll see you next time.
Hi again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please don't hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Book online or call us at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Wisconsin. Thanks again for watching.